Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Luke chapter 12. And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. This is the text. Last week, heard in the church in Branson, where I was at, and also read here, were the words of King Solomon. That all of the struggling or striving after more than our daily bread is vanity. It's like chasing after the wind. At the church we visited down in Branson, the pastor described this like backyard soap bubbles that you make and then have the kids chase them around the backyard or wherever it is that you may be. It's, you know, it's a summertime activity that is fun for many. And the young child is drawn to that soap bubble and will chase after that bubble. And if they catch the bubble, the euphoria is gone. And they have to catch another and another. Why do we chase bubbles? Well, at the time, it seems fun. To a child, perhaps, it seems like you're actually accomplishing something. But in the end, all that you have are hands that need to be washed. Think about how much time you spend during the week struggling and striving for that which is more than your daily bread. How satisfying is it at the end of the day when you think back on all of those bubbles? 2 weeks ago, in regard to prayer, I said that sometimes that for which we pray is not beneficial in the long run, and therefore is not God's will. Remember that the long run has an eternal aspect. God is always looking out for your best interest in the long run. Therefore, prayers for material or physical blessings are not prayers with the guarantee, ask and you shall receive, connected with them. When we are confronted with the reality that this body will not last forever, when we remember that we are mortal, especially those who I have been with in my ministry as they prepare for the end of their life, never once has anyone said, as I look back on my life, I wish I would have spent more time at the office. Or I wish I'd have spent more time watching TV. I wish I'd have spent more time at the casino. I wish I'd have spent more time at the mall. I wish I'd have spent more time playing video games, surfing the internet. I wish I'd have gone out on more dates. No one has ever said anything like that to me, because those bubbles are not very satisfying when you catch them. Nothing is truly satisfying unless it has a lasting and eternal aspect to it. As Jesus says, all the world seeks after these things, and your Father knows that you need food and clothing and your daily bread. And he provides it for you. He also knows that you need comfort and the blessing which comes with the companionship of a family. And he provides it for you right here. Stop chasing bubbles and seek his kingdom. And these things will be added to you. Jesus says, do not worry. Do not be anxious about this life. At the end of the day, no one looks back on their life with regret and says, oh, I wish I would have had more clothes. I wish I'd have had a bigger house. There's just more bubbles to be chased. That's why prayers for material blessings are not prayers with the guarantee, ask and you shall receive, connected with them. When the Powerball jackpot reached $448 million this week, how many chased after that bubble? I'm not going to make you raise hands. But how many hours, which could have been productive, were wasted in acquiring the ticket and then dreaming about what winning it would mean, even though you had a 175 million to one chance of winning it? That's 175 with six zeros after it. The actual odds are 175,223,510 to one, if you really want to know what the odds are. How many, though, who bought a ticket thought that winning would solve all of their problems, and they would never have to worry or be anxious about anything ever again? Have you ever seen the statistics on the divorce rate and the bankruptcy rate for lottery winners? It's staggering. It's just another bubble that pops. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Seek the kingdom of God, Jesus says. His kingdom is not a place. This is not a call for you to spend your days, dreaming of the glory of heaven in the way that we dream of winning the Powerball. And this is not some New Age call for you to have better karma. You know, that if you do good for others, good things are going to happen to you. And you're going to see the kingdom of God in action here in this life through the blessings that we receive. It's not what it's talking about. Although I have to tell you, I read something this week that just made me laugh. I had to share it. I read an article this week that scientists, and I'm using this term very loosely, scientists have proven that karma is real. Or should I say they have theorized. But you have to understand that these are evolutionary scientists, so having a theory and having proof is pretty much equal in their eyes. But at Michigan State University's Beacon Center for the Study of Evolution in Action, yes, that is an actual facility there on Michigan State's campus, they have theorized or proven in their mind that good and nice moral people will ultimately prevail in an evolutionary sense along the evolutionary timeline, because if being, you know, mean, cruel, selfish gave you an evolutionary advantage, we would not have a sense of right and wrong. We would not have a moral compass. You wouldn't have a guilty conscience. And there would be no good or moral or, nice people left in the world. Survival of the fittest. Because being harsh and cruel, selfish, in the short term has, advantages. But they said, well, in the long term, clearly it doesn't. So what made me laugh, though, is that they compared their findings to the popular fear or belief that one day zombies will take over the world. But of course, zombies feed on humans, and if there are no humans left, the zombies couldn't take over. So there's no fear that the zombies would ever take over the world, because they would die out, because they would starve to death. Oh, I wish I were making this up. You would think that they could find better use for tax dollars in Michigan these days. This is the study of evolution in action. You have to understand the purpose of your modern macroevolutionary discussion that goes on college campuses, that this is a religion for them, or part of a religion. We better know it as humanism. But when you look at what is believed, you evolving out of particles of hydrogen atoms fused together in the Big Bang. As I was thinking about the Powerball odds, this jumped out at me also that if you study actual what the modern day physicists put forth that the supporters of the Big Bang say it had a 1 in 1 quintillionth chance of working to where you would have a viable universe, where the universe didn't just, you know, spread out so far that it couldn't, you know, organize into stars and solar systems, or it wouldn't spread out far enough and it would all just collapse back in on itself. Had a 1 in 1 quintillionth chance of getting to the point where we are at today. That's a 1 with 18 zeros behind it. To put this in perspective, you winning the Powerball 2 times in a row is an event that is 30 times more likely than the Big Bang working, according to the best estimates of those who really, really want to believe that it worked. I mean, you talk about chasing bubbles. Talk about a requirement of faith in order to believe something. I mean, if you were asked to place your eternal salvation on the odds of winning the Powerball 2 times in a row, clearly that would not be something that any of us would do. Yet that is 30 times more likely than the Big Bang actually working. And that's, of course, if you can start with, you know, nothing and create something. It's just so mind-boggling that this has become the prevailing thought in our world. You have to understand, this is the chief sacrament of the religion of secular humanism. And that religion, like every other, seeks to overcome sin and death. And that's why you have the Center for Evolution in Action there at Michigan State University. Because according to their theory, you know, through evolution, people will eventually become innately good. That our moral compass will take over. And that we will progressively get better and better, and you won't have to deal with, you know, sin and crime and they would never use the term sin, but violence, crime, things like that. We will become innately good along the evolutionary timeline. That is their goal. Basically, sin is done with. Then, you know, if you couple that with the effort by that Russian scientist I told you about a few months ago, trying to download human consciousness into a computer so you can live forever as a robot. If he were successful, and there are people who desperately want him to be, then through science and humanism, through evolution, a world could be provided for you where you would live forever in an innately good place. Talk about chasing after bubbles. But this religion of humanism wants to deal with sin and death, just like every religion does. The bubbles that we chase in this life, it's not just food and clothing and keeping up with the Joneses. Satan wants you to join the crowd in chasing after a path to salvation that does not include God. Jesus says, seek the kingdom of God. Do not fear. Do not worry about this life. Do not be anxious. It is God's good pleasure to give you his kingdom. His kingdom of grace is right here within his church. He speaks to you in his word. He feeds you at his table. He comforts you with his Holy Spirit. He has given you a family. We rejoice together. We mourn together. We eat together. We are together for the long run. God's kingdom of glory is coming, and I pray soon. And he has made this possible in the sending of Christ our Lord, who has conquered sin and death in an ultimate way through the cross and the grave. We don't need to look longingly for salvation, because salvation has come to us, because Christ is with us. Do not fear. Do not worry. Do not be anxious. Stop chasing bubbles. You have a treasure in heaven that does not fade. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.